You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM, 750 AM. We're going to continue on with the football talk, but move away from the local scene and talk some NFL. Tonight, we get preseason football. Thought we would get some preseason football on Sunday. That didn't happen, but the wait, it's finally over. We got six games tonight, and joining us to talk about some of the storylines in the preseason and some of the main storylines to follow tonight, we have Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider from California. Brian, it has been a long off season. I mean, I've been waiting for this day for a very long time. I know I'm not alone. A lot of the listeners, a lot of people around the country, they're set to go. We get football tonight.
Of course, and everybody's very excited to have football back, and I'm sure everybody just can't wait to tune into preseason football. Even if it is preseason, I mean, we get a little taste of what's to come next month.
Yeah, exactly. The NFL is back tonight, and again, we had to wait a little bit longer, but we're set to go. I want to go over some of the games. First off, at 5 o'clock, we get Washington at Atlanta. We get Tampa at Philly. The Patriots will play host to the Saints. Panthers, Ravens, Jaguars, Jets. And then the big one here in Utah, of course, the Broncos on the road to take on the Chicago Bears. Out of those six games, which one is Brian Mejia tuning into tonight?
More than likely, I'm going to be watching Jameis and how he does against the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. I'm very interested to see what he's going to be able to do, especially with Dirk Cutter calling the offense and being the head coach. I want to see what's going on with Jameis, and I want to see what Doug Peterson has going on in Philadelphia as well. I think that's a very interesting storyline. I'm very excited to tune into that one, and obviously I want to see what Mark Sanchez has and what Trevor Siemian has for the Denver Broncos as well.
You mentioned Jameis Winston. I think Jameis has all the tools. I'm really high on Jameis Winston. I have been since he was at Florida State. I know that there were some character issues that a lot of people had. Look, his rookie year, he stayed out of trouble. Jameis Winston proved that he had matured. I hope that that's a trend that we continue to see out of him. But, Brian, he's got all the tools to be a quarterback that can take his team to the next level, and I'm hoping his sophomore season is his breakout year.
I think it will be, and I could see the Bucs fighting for the NFC South. Obviously, they have the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints in that very same division, but I think Jameis is a guy that could take a huge step. Just like Cam Newton, I think he could take a huge step in the right direction in his sophomore year, and I think he could be competing for, you know, a top 15 quarterback slot. Obviously, right now, a lot of people have him in that Derek Carr, Marcus Mariota, those young signal callers category. That's where everybody has him right now. But he could take the next step, and he could be one of the most talented quarterbacks in the league, obviously. And he can be a guy that can probably will the Bucs into the playoffs.
I agree with you. And if you look at his level of efficiency last year, that would have been impressive had Tampa Bay been healthy. But that wasn't the case. Like, this is why I believe that Jameis' rookie season was very, very good. Top receiver missed time with a hamstring injury. His number two wideout sits out like six or seven games because of a knee injury. His starting tight end missed nine games. That offense was beat up, yet Jameis was still very efficient from the quarterback spot last year. He was one of 12 quarterbacks to throw for 4,000 yards. So I thought that Jameis was good in his rookie season. I think he gets better in his sophomore year. Outside of the Tampa Bay-Philadelphia game, let's talk about New Orleans and New England. This is interesting because a lot of people now, of course, have their eyes on the Patriots. We know that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the guy for the first 4 weeks of the regular season. We can see Tom Brady in the preseason. I just don't know how much we will see of Tom Brady.
I don't think we're going to see Tom Brady. I think Bill Belichick's I got to discipline the league a little bit and not being able to see one of the two best quarterbacks in the NFL for the first four games. That's just my opinion, but we'll see what happens. I wouldn't doubt it if he did something like that, but I think Jimmy needs all the reps in the world to get ready for the first week of the season against the Arizona Cardinals. There's probably no tougher task other than maybe the Carolina Panthers at this point than the Patriots going into Arizona and playing the Cardinals on that first Sunday of the season. So I think Jimmy needs all the reps in the world in order to get ready for that game.
Now, Brian, I view Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback to ever play. A lot of people might not be that high on him, but it is a legitimate argument either which way you go. Even though I view him as the greatest, I still think he needs time to step in and be the Tom Brady of old. If he doesn't play at all during the preseason, and then he misses the first 4 weeks of the regular season, it's just not logical to expect Tom Brady to step onto the field and start throwing darts to every which direction. That's my opinion on it.
Well, yeah, you're definitely right about that, but at the same time, it could be that he's missing reps, or it could be that he just turned 39 this month.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. A lot of people are speculating on that. When is he finally going to, you know, not be as Tom Brady as he is? In other words, you know, Tom Brady's Tom Brady. Obviously, he's one of the best three quarterbacks that ever lived. So obviously, he's going to step in and give you a chance no matter what. But you know, one of these days, Father Time is undefeated, like we always say, and we always see with these athletes. So it's just a matter of time before he just wears down. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be this season, but it could happen.
It could.
You know, maybe if he doesn't get the reps, then you're probably right. Who knows what's going to happen this year?
Another storyline regarding quarterbacks. If we look at the Jaguars-Jets game, how important are first-team reps now for Ryan Fitzpatrick, knowing that he went through a grueling offseason that obviously took a big toll, not only on himself, but obviously on the team as well? I'm sure there's a little bit of animosity from someone like Geno Smith, who has been there throughout the offseason, a guy who lost his starting job because of an injury, a stupid injury at that last year. The Jets have the capability of being very good. I do worry about chemistry with this team, though, and I think preseason week one, it could go a long way. I think preseason game one could go a long way, Brian.
They obviously have a top five defense. And if Ryan can throw as many touchdowns as he did last year, they went 10-6, but they missed the playoffs. So I think if they can duplicate something like that along those lines, they could fight for a wild card spot in the AFC. I don't think a wild card spot in the AFC is going to be so hard to achieve this year. But the only thing I do see is that, like you said, those reps are very important. And Geno Smith was the one that was benefiting all those reps. And I've even heard people say that Geno looked a lot better than not this off season. So we'll see what happens with that situation. But I would not be surprised if the Jets have a little quarterback controversy this preseason.
I do want to talk a little bit about the other game as well. We get Washington and Atlanta tonight, and I'll give you my storyline here. I'm really curious to see what Washington does defensively. They didn't make any significant moves to that defensive front last year. The defensive line plagued this team. There were so many squads that were able to run the ball effectively on Washington. To me, that's one of the most intriguing storylines in this contest tonight. Going above Atlanta and just looking at things, I want to see if Washington has improved up front.
Obviously, I do think they have. Washington is a team to me that, you know, they kind of jumped into the NFC playoff last year, obviously because that division was so terrible, with the Cowboys having an injury of Tony Romo and the Giants being so off. But I think Washington has improved this year. Obviously, they added Josh Norman in the secondary. And like you said, the defensive line has improved as well. We'll go ahead and see if, I mean, the preseason is not going to give us everything that we need, but they're going to give us some type of, they're going to give us a measuring stick, obviously, to see how this team does in the first couple of series. But, you know, I'm pretty sure Washington's going to go back to normal this season and probably be the cellar dweller in the NFC East.
Again, Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider, taking out some time to talk some preseason football with us. Brian, I'm kind of a stat geek. I love sitting down and making predictions about which bubble players will actually make the team. What's your favorite part about preseason?
Well, exactly like you said. I mean, most of these guys, you know, we already know who's going to make the team. There are going to be some surprise cuts, and there's going to be some guys that make the team that we didn't think would make the team. But you're going to make, if you're not one of those top-end draft guys, and you're not a top free agent, you're going to make your way to special teams. And I like to see how guys work on special teams and how they can make the actual 53-man roster. It's very important to have your special teams down this preseason. And if you want to make the team at the end of the bench, then you're going to have to make it through special teams.
Yeah, definitely. Special teams are fun to watch as far as preseason football goes. With that being said, it's been about 22 years, L.A. has been waiting for an NFL football game. You get it. You're in L.A. You're in the heart of it. The Rams and the Cowboys go toe-to-toe on Saturday. Brian, you and I have been talking about the possibility of football being back in L.A. for like 2-3 years now here on the show, and it's finally here. You know, you go back and we could recap all the interviews that we have done, all the segments we've done together, and that's been, you know, the fruit of our conversation. You get a game in L.A. this week.
It's just exciting to get the NFL back, Jordan. I mean, everybody around the city is talking about it, and that Coliseum is probably going to hit 100,000. Because I feel that you know, obviously, with it being the first game back in Los Angeles, that's a huge first step. And then, obviously, they're playing the Dallas Cowboys, which is America's team, and Southern California does have a lot of Cowboys fans. So I think we can see it from all angles that this is going to be an awesome event, and everybody around the city is just excited to have the NFL back.
We can agree. It's the most anticipated preseason game of week one. It's one of the most anticipated preseason games that I can remember.
Right. Most definitely agree with that, and it's going to be fun. I probably won't be able to attend. I'll try to attend, but obviously it's going to be something to that's going to be very special to a lot of Los Angeles residents.
Does the preseason game, the first preseason game, does it have just as much importance as that first regular season game? That's kind of the vibe that I picked up.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think the preseason game is a little more special, because obviously it's going to be the very first game that we have here in Los Angeles. But, you know, the first one is against the 49ers, and then obviously the Rams kick off against the Seahawks. So, but I definitely think that this one on Saturday is very special to everybody here in L.A.
Well, it's back. L.A. football is back. We've been talking about it for years. Most anticipated preseason game of week one definitely has to be the Rams-Cowboys. In your mind, what's the best storyline? What should the listener or the listeners be watching for, Brian, throughout week one?
Throughout week one of this preseason, definitely how the Rams will adjust to Los Angeles, how they will take in the glory of being here in this great city, and how, you know, they're going to be playing a team that's obviously well-known across the country, and what better team to introduce to Los Angeles than the Rams playing the Cowboys. I mean, I don't think there's a better storyline than that one.
Right. Brian, it's always fun to get you on the show. I know we're going to be talking to you now weekly with the NFL back up and running. Always great to catch up with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy. You guys have a great one. Thank you.
Definitely. We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 a.m.